and I pay you listening.
KF4NXY, David.
I'm David, how and where are you doing?
Well, I'm sitting here watching the news on my second cup of coffee. Looks like weather-wise, it's not going to be too bad today. Might get a little rain this afternoon.
It started on my first cup of coffee, and hadn't even looked at the weather or news or anything yet. I know I looked at it last night before I went to bed, and we're supposed to get some rain on toward the afternoon, like you said. But it'll sort of miss us today.
I don't know. I got a doctor's appointment this afternoon, so hopefully I won't be getting into the bad weather too much. But I'm watching Channel 4, and Perella Lewis is giving pretty updates fairly often on it. And it's, kind of coming through the mountains, but yeah, she's saying about time the kids get out of school, it might be getting some rain.
All right, well, that time of day will be fine, but I tell you, this week's been hectic. I had to go down to Charleston and see the CPA and get her tax forms and all signed and sent off. And next week, I got back-to-back doctor's appointment, and I'm really not looking forward to next week. I don't like going to them old doctors.
I know exactly what you mean. It's aggravating. Seems like that's, I spend more time, from month to month, I spend more time going to see doctors than I do stuff I want to do, like, going fishing or going sightseeing or enjoyable things. It's kind of trifling to have to go sit in a waiting room and, you got an appointment at 2 o'clock or something, and they take their sweet time to get around to seeing you. It's like, well, your time's not valuable, but, I'm the doctor, and they stack up patients in there. They'll have 3 or 4 people scheduled at the same time, just in case somebody cancels out on them. They got to keep that doctor busy all day long, keep that money rolling in.
And I'm sort of fortunate. My doctors get me in there pretty quick. And what gets me, they'll spend about 10 minutes with you. I ask you, do you have any problems? No. Well, good. See you in 6 months. That's about the size of it.
It's about the way it is with my general practitioner. That's one thing I like about him. I've been seeing him for years, and I don't have to wait, too long to see him. Dr. Martin right there in Belton, that's not too far from me. And, like I say, I've been seeing him for a long time. As he's a specialist I wind up having to see from time to time. That's real time consuming to get in and see. And then after you see them the first time, you don't even see them no more. You see one of their nurse practitioners, and they still hit the insurance company up for a specialist bill.
Right. My cardiologist is retiring in August, and they've done set me up with a nurse practitioner. And finally got a family doctor and wound up with a nurse practitioner there.
Yeah, a few years back, my brother's doctor retired and put him in a lurch as far as him, getting his medicine and everything, finding somebody else. And they do eventually retire. I remember when my doctor looked like a kid, and now me and him have grown old together and keep expecting him to retire sometime soon.
The doctor, like they're supposed to be, they definitely deserve being able to retire because they're usually working just about around the clock. I remember back in the old days, my mom was an RN. And the doctor back then, you call them, next thing you know, they're knocking on your front door.
Yeah, they did, you know, do that way back in the day. My primary doctor, he's a really good one, and, you know, he works so hard that, you know, he had a heart attack himself, so, you know, they can kind of get run into the ground, and he's, you know, I think he's probably about the only real doctor around Belton, so he can't even go to the grocery store without somebody wanting to talk to him about his medical problems while he's trying to get his groceries.
That myself. I know there's one doctor, when my dad had open heart surgery at Georgia Baptist back in 1974, his surgeon spent the night in the room with him, and he had a bed brought in so he could sleep next to him in case he needed him.
It was good. It was really good. I've had some good surgeons lately, I think. Had a guy work on my carotid artery, took a blockage out and got the blood flowing better, and I had another one work on my lower back. Unfortunately, that didn't really do any good. He took some cyst out of my lower back to relieve pressure on the spine, but didn't really seem to make any real improvement. But you know, you gotta just take it one day at a time. My dad told me, you know, keep on keeping on, and as long as I'm on this side of the dirt, I'm gonna keep on keeping on.
That attitude to have, I'll guarantee you that. Caring for an AP Friday. I had back surgery many, many, many years ago. I was with the police department chasing a guy and jumped the fence after him, and I still got him, but I herniated a disc in my back. And the surgeon went in there and picked it out like he told me. He said, I'm not going to take but about half of it out. He said, it comes out like crap. And honestly, Lord, it's been probably 40 years ago, and I've never had a minute's problem from it.
Sometimes, you know, what they do really, you know, fixes the problem, alleviates the pain, and gets you all straightened out, and you know, sometimes it don't really fix it, so the next step, I think there's a gadget, an implant, kind of like a pacemaker thing that I can put in my back and run leads up to the spine to block the pain and everything. That's probably the step I'm going to try next. I got diabetes. Got to get my A1C down before they'll do that procedure, but that should help, you know, control the pain, and I'll get a little bit more sleep and rest. A lot of nights, like tonight, I just, you know, couldn't sleep with the pain. I've been up since 2 o'clock, so the way it is, you just gotta, you know, do what you can and keep on going. Old Patrick might be within range by now. Let's take a standby and see KF4NXY. Close enough yet, but anyway, he's usually about the first one I catch on here in the mornings, and time of morning or a little bit later.
In the blackout spot that he has to go through. Yeah, me and my wife both are diabetic. She's on oral medication, and I'm on 2 shots a day. And mine still gets up on the injection, and she's on, I believe it's Jardigan. And hers stays pretty much in the green, as we call it. We wear those Libre 2 monitors, and they're pretty accurate. They're within 2 to 5 points of sticking your finger. It makes it a lot nicer that you don't have to stick your finger every day.
Yeah, one of those gadgets, and they've gone to put me on an insulin pump because I was doing 6 shots a day, and I couldn't remember to keep to always do those shots before, before meals, so it wasn't working out real good. So anyway, with the insulin pump, it's doing better. I'm getting my numbers down better, and I'm kind of watching what I eat a little bit more closely. So it's all coming together. It's just biggest thing that would help would be if I could drop about 50 pounds. I'm way overweight for my height and everything, so get some of this belly fat off of me, and that would help with my diabetes a lot.
A lot of protein, and of course you got to have some carbs to keep your body running, but if you eat a lot of protein, you'll be surprised how much weight you lose.
That's kind of what I'm trying to do nowadays, is lay off the breads, and if I do eat breads, real careful about which ones, and chicken, fish, hamburger, steak, more fish, making some major diet changes. And I don't know, maybe I'm gradually losing a little bit of it, but need to get back to the YMCA before COVID happened. I was going about 3 times a week. I was in a little water exercise class, and that was making a pretty big difference. It was helping with my mobility and the pain, and it was helping in a lot of different ways. So a certain amount of exercise is good too.
That last trip I made to the hospital in February, what was wrong with me, they've never really said. They say it's Stevens-Johnson's, where I had a reaction to one of my medications. And I'm all scarred up from that, from blisters and stuff, but it slapped ruined my legs. I might as well just forget about trying to walk any distance. My legs just won't hold me up no more.
That's I probably might not have mentioned, but all the exercise was in a kind of a heated pool, and doing it that way, it's a whole lot easier to move around in it than just walking out in the yard or whatever. The water, in the pool made it a lot easier for me to move around.
About getting one of those motorized step things where you can sit and turn it on and put your feet on it, and it'll make you walk, and hopefully maybe it'll build my legs back up. I'm hoping. The only thing I do is keep my fingers crossed if I do get one.
I've seen some of those, on TV from time to time. That could be an option, like you say, to build the muscles back up in your legs. Because I know there's been a few times when I was put in positions, after surgery or whatever, where I didn't move around for a good long while, and it make it a whole lot harder to get up and walk. It's just, think they call it atrophy. You know, you get in your muscles and then it's hard to get them back in shape.
Go to the Y for free. It's called Silver Sneakers. I believe that's what it's called. Medicare extra program that I've got will pay for it. And all I got to do is just sign up and go. But I just ain't got enough energy in me to do that. I get bored easy.
It's just about, you know, need somebody to go with you, because that's kind of, you know, me and the wife, we're going pretty regular for quite some time, like I say, till the COVID junk come along, and then I kind of, you know, nobody was doing nothing for months there, but we got this Silver Sneakers thing, but I ain't even been this year at all, so, you know, it's hard to get back in the swing of it. KF4 and XY.
What you talking about, trying to get back in the swing of things? It's hard. Seems like the older you get, the harder it is. KM4 and AP Friday. Patrick, you come in yet? Running late. And then again, he may have a doctor's appointment today. I know sometime or another he's supposed to go see a surgeon about his knee.
I was talking to him about that. Surgeon about his knee, and I believe he was also having some troubles with his work.
By that, his wife had her knee fell at work. She worked at the university. She wrote, she better known as a ticket witch. She wrote parking tickets on campus and stuff. She tripped on a raised portion of the sidewalk and messed up her knee. She eventually had to have it replaced. She'd had some issues with it, but not many.
Years ago, my mom fell on a curb like that, and then when I was in the hospital, my wife was coming to see me, and she fell right in front of the emergency room entrance and wound up having a bunch of doctors and everybody trying to help her get up and wanting her to come in and be seen by the doctors there. So, you know, just like you say, when you get older, things happen.
It just don't pay to get out of bed. That's one thing I've learned.
There's days like that where, you know, I should have just stayed in bed, rolled over, and went back to sleep. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Still be asleep if it hadn't been for this old hound dog of mine. She came and poked me in the eye with her nose and said, "Daddy, I gotta go outside."
Yeah, I got an old house cat that'll wake the wife up when it's out of food or it wants some fresh water or something. You know, aggravate her.
AP Friday. Well, this old dog is half plot, half walker, and she thinks she's a lap dog. She'll chase a biscuit, she'll chase a cat, but that's about it. I've got four or five outdoor cats that somebody had just politely just donated to me. And I don't know where they came from, but I'm not going to let the animal go hungry, so I feed them and take care of them.
I'm the same way. I got three or four outdoor cats that have wandered up, and I feed them, and they kind of expect me to put the breakfast buffet out there every morning for them.
Mine expected every morning and every night. Plus, we got chickens that we collect a few eggs from every day. We got a dozen chicks, which are laying, it's going to be laying hens coming on. So about another I'd say by another 3 to 4 weeks, they're going to get put in with the rest of the flock.
Sister-in-law lives down at Lake Green, near Lake Greenwood, down there around Waterloo, and she's got herself a bunch of chickens, and she collects a fair amount of eggs. We've been real fortunate since, you know, price of eggs has skyrocketed. We've been getting eggs from her, and it's you know, been helping.
Talking about my youngest son, he gets anywhere between 18 and 20 eggs every other day from his laying hen. And my oldest granddaughter, she told me the other day that they got 36 hens coming on. I think a couple of them are roosters, but I'm not positive. And I'm going to wind up, we're going to have 16 or 18, I can't remember right. I think it's 18. That'll be enough for us, because the chicks we got, they're supposed to lay 350 eggs each a year. So we'll just have to see.
A few rabbits down there, and a couple of the guys at church were going to get some of the rabbits and turn them into supper. And she said, well, you know, do what you want to with the rabbits, just as long as I don't see what you do with the rabbits.
I got a granddaughter, her and her husband, they live right, well, basically across the road from us. But they're raising rabbits for meat, and she's got a bunch of chicks hatched out. She's keeping some, and she sold a bunch of them. We're just a bunch of old country rednecks over this way.
Some of the other guys might be coming in here by now, I would think, pretty soon. So we'll give the repeater a rest and see where they're at. Maybe they're over on the 285 machine. I'm not sure, but I'll take a standby for a few minutes and see if some of the rest of them are out there. Enjoyed talking to you this morning. Glad you came in when you did. I just, you know, sitting here watching the news, have enjoyed it. You have a good day if I don't catch you in the next little while. KF4 NXY, clear on your final.
Porter, you have a good one, and I'll take a standby. I can receive that other channel, but I can't get the repeater. That's frustrating, but maybe I can figure something out. I'm not going to put no amp or nothing on this radio. But you have a good one, and you sounding good this morning, and hopefully catch you on a little bit later. So KM4 and AP will be on the side.